Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I know you were expecting to hear the authoritative voice of Michael Collins Piper, but unfortunately, Mike is not with us tonight. He is off doing important business, and for whatever insane reason, he figured that once again, you would be best served with me as your host tonight. I am Mark Glenn. Just like Mike, a writer for American Free Press newspaper that you can check out on the web by going to AmericanFreePress.net. Anyway, as I said, Mike will not be with us tonight, although my sneaking suspicion is that he's probably sitting in a nice hot bath with a cigar, and he's probably listening to the program right now. We won't know for sure, but that's what my gut tells me. Anyway, our call-in number, as usual, is 800-313-9443, and I welcome your calls. We have some pretty heavy information to get through here tonight, some pretty heady days that we're in, ladies and gentlemen, these days. Of course, everything going on with the Republican and Democratic primaries in New Hampshire. By the way, I saw the most frightening film of my life today. It was only 10 minutes long. And no, it did not deal with the Holocaust, and it was not the latest tape from Osama bin Laden. But rather, what this little video vignette was a demonstration of how easy it is to hack into and manipulate the Diebold or the Diebold, however people choose to pronounce it, vote counting machines. This particular video that I saw, I think, appeared on blackbox.org or Black Voting Box, something like that. Fascinating little piece. It shows just how easy the votes can be manipulated in this country, ladies and gentlemen, and why good patriots across the country are made understandably nervous by this, and why certain interested parties who are intent upon keeping themselves ensconced in the power structures in this country absolutely love these machines. You know, I don't know if it's ever been effectively or definitively proven that Joseph Stalin once said this, but nevertheless, according to some people, Stalin, the well-known butcher of the Soviet Union, once said that it doesn't matter how many people cast the votes or who cast the votes, but rather who counts the votes, that that's what counts. And as has been effectively demonstrated by this little video, which I think you can find if you go to whatreallyhappened.com, which happens to be one of my favorite websites when I want to find out what's really going on out there. I believe that you can find a link to that video. It really is an eye-opener. I didn't realize how the process had worked before that. Besides that, besides the primaries and the usual business, Bush is in the Middle East for his first visit to Israel as president. And as of a half an hour ago, I had seen him saying some pretty important things. Now, we're going to be talking about this in a little bit. And in addition to the build-up to the war against Iran again, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, the war with Iran is by no means has it been taken off the table. The powers that be who were intent upon destroying Judea's old-time enemy, meaning Persia, they are just as intent upon doing it. And we will be talking about that and taking your calls when we come back from this break. This is Mark Glenn filling in for Michael Collins Piper. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com, or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mark Glenn filling in for the one and only Michael Collins Piper. He had some important business to take care of. I don't know what it is, but I think he's probably soaking in a hot bath with a cigar and a glass of brandy. Nevertheless, I'm also supposed to remind the listeners that we have a chat room on Republic Broadcasting, and it's a very interesting and entertaining little thing to do here while the radio show is playing. If you just simply go to the homepage of republicbroadcasting.org, you will see up in the upper left-hand corner the word chat. And if you have not yet registered, it's very easy to do, and then you can jump on and you can engage in all kinds of interesting discussions while the show is going on. Anyway, as we were talking about before the break, a lot of very important things going on right now, particularly in the Middle East. Bush is making his first visit to Israel as president. Of course, we all have seen the pictures of him when he was stumping for the presidency, where he was wearing the skull cap, and he was praying at the Wailing Wall the way that all good presidential contenders are supposed to do, in swearing their fealty to a foreign nation. Anyway, Bush is there now under the auspices of arranging a peace deal between the Palestinians and the Israelis. Personally, I don't buy this. You know, my good friend Hisham Talawi, with whom I do the weekly radio show, he thinks that this is all Bush's attempt to try to secure his legacy and whatnot, but what my gut tells me is that he has gone to Israel to work out the arrangements with the political and military establishment there for an attack on Iran. Now, why do God speaks to him. He thinks that God has told him that he has chosen him out of the rest of the 6 billion people on this planet to be his avenging sword against against evil in this great battle of good and evil. And let's face it, it really is quite an embarrassing position to be in when, as the most powerful man in the world, your intelligence agency comes and tells you literally just a few days before you're ready to launch an attack against this nation that there's no reason to launch this attack. Now, since that time, Bush has basically said that nothing has changed, that all the options are on the table. And then, of course, recently, the rhetoric has been ramped up a bit with this incident that took place in the Persian Gulf over the weekend, where supposedly 5 Iranian bass boats, they're called attack boats, but being close to the big lakes up here in North Idaho, I've seen quite a few fishing boats that we call bass boats. And these Iranian boats were basically bass boats, ladies and gentlemen. They may be fast, but they certainly are not going to do any damage to a United States destroyer, okay? The news that was given to us was that they were sailing in a very aggressive and threatening manner, and then supposedly they issued a warning to the Americans that they were going to be blowing ships up. Now, interestingly enough, a news story came out tonight or today that was written by no less than Martha Raddatz, who is not by any means considered a kook or a quack. She's a regular reporter. I can't remember which news agency she reports for. It may be NBC. I don't remember which one. But anyway, in this story, the Navy is now saying that they don't know where this radio transmission came from. They cannot say definitively that it originated with these Iranian attack bass boats. Now, here's why this is important, ladies and gentlemen. If you go to your library, hopefully they will have a copy of it there. There was a book written by an ex-Israeli intelligence officer by the name of Victor Ostrovsky. There are two books he wrote. One of them was called By Way of Deception, and then the other follow-up book was entitled The Other Side of Deception. Now, in the second book, The Other Side of Deception, Ostrovsky reveals how there was a plan to goad the United States into attacking Libya. Of course, Libya being ruled by Muammar Gaddafi. At one time, Libya was the bad boy of the Middle East. And the plan, if I'm not mistaken, it's been a few years since I read the book, but I believe that the plan was called Operation Trojan Horse. And what this plan involved was Israeli SEALs, you know, the equivalent of the Navy SEALs that we have here in the United States. They climbed aboard Libya's beaches, and they were hauling with them a specially designed radio transmitter. And they took this transmitter and they put it in a building that was near Gaddafi's palace. And this radio transmitter was used to transmit signals in Arabic, in the Libyan dialect of Arabic. And in these transmissions, supposedly it was a discussion of high-ranking Libyan officials talking about the bombing of a discotheque in Germany many years ago, and that Libya was responsible for it. These false signals were sent out deliberately, knowing that the United States, and in particular the National Security Agency, would pick these signals up, at which point Reagan's advisors, who were tied in with Jewish interests, would be advising him that the United States needed to bomb Libya, which is exactly what happened. If you'll think back to that time period, the United States flew a few sorties and launched missiles right into Gaddafi's palace, resulting in the death of his daughter. So the reason why this latest incident involving the Iranian boats is important is because we know for certain, or at least we are pretty sure, that there is at least one Israeli submarine in the Persian Gulf. It would be absolutely no trouble for that submarine to send up an antenna and to begin broadcasting radio messages to these American ships, pretending to be these Iranian ships, and that they were going to blow these American ships up with these Iranian bass boats. Just something to think of, ladies and gentlemen, as we hear more and more about this, because they certainly are making a big deal of it in Israel. Bush has issued all kinds of threatening statements that we're not going to tolerate any threats to our ships, and that we will deal with them very aggressively if they do it again. Now, this brings up the second point in what I wanted to discuss tonight involving this naval incident. It is my gut feeling. I can't prove it, but it is my gut feeling that the plan for the attack on Iran originally was going to center around the sinking of one of our Navy ships in the Persian Gulf. Now, the reason that I think that is that, first of all, there is a well-established history in the United States of wars either resulting from or eventually taking part from naval incidents. We have Abraham Lincoln sailing the Star of the West, a United States ship, into the harbor where Fort Sumter was, with the intent of stocking that fort with supplies, even though the state government of South Carolina told Lincoln that if he tried to restock that fort, that the fort would be fired on. And Lincoln knew this. His advisors warned him that if he did something as provocative as sailing a United States ship into Fort Sumter Harbor, that it would result in hostilities, and he did it anyway. We had the sinking of the USS Maine in Havana Harbor that initiated the Spanish-American War. It was a war, it was an aggressive war on America's part to drive the Spanish out of the Western Hemisphere and to establish American dominance in this area. We had the sinking of the Lusitania that resulted in the deaths of about 150 Americans. And even though this did not directly result in Woodrow Wilson bringing the United States into World War I, it did create the climate where the American people were clamoring for war when prior to that they were not. We had the attack on Pearl Harbor. We know what happened with that. We had the Gulf of Tonkin incident where the USS Maddox was supposedly fired upon by some North Vietnamese gunboats. And this led to a drastically escalated presence of the United States in that region. And, of course, we have the USS Liberty, which was supposed to be the 911 of that time, but fortunately for the rest of the world, the Liberty did not sink. Now, in the Persian Gulf right now, we have an enormous amount of not just firepower, but targets. Some of you listening may remember that when I was at the USS Liberty reunion back in June, I met with a former naval intelligence officer, and he and I sat down and spoke quite a bit about the naval assets that are in the Persian Gulf right now. And one of the things that he told me is, boy, there sure are a hell of a lot of targets there. And his personal conviction was that elements within the United States government working in collusion with Israel were going to sink one of those ships, and this was going to be the catalyzing event to bring America into war with Iran. We will continue this discussion when we come back. This is Mark Glenn filling in for Michael Collins Piper. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mark Glenn filling in for the one and only Mike Piper, probably toasting his tootsies in a nice hot bath as we speak. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what the weather is like where you are, but up here it is snowing like... It's snowing so bad I actually had to break out the Bible and open the book of Revelations and see if one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse had anything to do with snow falling, because it just ain't stopping. I don't know what God is thinking, if he's worried about forest fires or what up in this part of the world right now, but somebody needs to tell him to cut back. Maybe send some of that snow down to California or Arizona, someplace where they could probably use it, because we don't need any more. Anyway, as we were discussing the situation with our naval assets in the Persian Gulf. Now, as I said, the United States has a history of going to war when one of our ships is attacked. The only exception that I know of right now being the USS Liberty, and of course we know why, because Israel was the one who attacked it. However, there is this thing with Americans and their naval history. You know, it's one thing to attack civilians, but when a ship full of our men, our servicemen, go down, it really tugs at the heartstrings. And I think that the powers that be know this, and I think that it is still within their agenda that they plan to attack one of these ships. And I think that this latest incident with the Iranian bass boats was just a precursor to this. Now, as I said, we are pretty sure, and when I say we, I'm talking about the United States and the intelligence community in the United States. Some of the people that I have talked to who are in the know say that right now the intelligence community is particularly worried about Israeli submarines in the Persian Gulf. They are supposedly very quiet, and with the technology that was stolen by Jonathan Pollard and given to Israel, it is quite conceivable that included within that technology was silent propulsion technology that would allow the Israelis to bypass any type of sonar that the United States had, to the point where she would be able to get in close to one of our ships and sink it. Of course, this would be blamed on the Iranians, and we would have our war jump started again. Now, another interesting little piece of information. Back in October, Seymour Hersh, writing for the New Yorker magazine, of course, Seymour Hersh is considered the man when it comes to writing about the war and whatnot. He doesn't carry any neocon baggage around with him, and his sources are considered to be impeccable. He wrote about an incident that had been relayed to him by some unnamed high-level contacts in the Pentagon and in the intelligence community, where they told him of an incident that took place about 6 months ago, where a red bullseye was spray-painted on the side of one of our ships stationed in Qatar. Now, Qatar, or Qatar, depending on how you choose to pronounce it, is stationed right across from Iran. Now, whether this really did happen or not is immaterial. The important thing is that the persons giving this information to Seymour Hersh told him that they were sure that the Iranians did it, and that they did it with the intention of letting the United States know that they were sitting ducks. So what I'm saying here is that the situation has been set up for one of our ships to be attacked. As I said at the beginning of this little discussion here, it's my personal gut feeling that they planned to do this the week that the National Intelligence Estimate was released. The week that it was released, if you'll recall, ladies and gentlemen, was Pearl Harbor week, the week where Americans commemorate the sneak attack on our fleet at Pearl Harbor that resulted in about 1,000 men being killed. And had that attack taken place, had there not been this coup take place in the intelligence community, obviously we would be at war with Iran right now. So that's something to keep our eyes on, this situation with our ships there, and the fact that it seems as if our friends in Israel are intent upon provoking this war between the United States and Iran. You know, we better figure out who's on our side and who's not on our side, ladies and gentlemen, or else we really will be facing that Armageddon that certain people are intent upon bringing about. Now, some other interesting stories in the news. Of course, as I said, Bush is in Israel. His arrival has been greeted with mixed feelings. You have a sizable portion of people in Israel, particularly the Orthodox and the what you would call the militant settlers in the West Bank. They are almost as angry at Bush showing up there as the Palestinians are. One of the chief rabbis, or the former chief rabbi, by the name of Mordecai Eliyahu, warned Bush not to push any kinds of peace deals between Israel and the Palestinians, because it was against what God wanted. Now, there's a story here that appears in Ynet, a Jewish online publication. And I hear that music, which means we're going to have to talk about this when we come back. But don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. You definitely want to hear this. Stay tuned, and we will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Piper Report. I'm your guest host, Mark Glenn, filling in for Michael Collins Piper. Anyway, we were in the middle of discussing this very interesting series of articles that popped up today after Bush's arrival in Israel. Now, I would like for you, ladies and gentlemen, to just to consider the haughtiness in some of these things that are being said. Now, remember, like him or not, Bush is the most powerful man in the world. And so even given the fact, you know, that he is a horrible man, his office still demands that you, for reasons of fearing for your own life, treat him with a certain modicum of respect. And yet the former chief Sephardic rabbi of Israel, Mordechai Eliyahu, had this to say to Bush. Quote, "The Jewish nation is eternal, and it forever remembers those that have aided it throughout history, as well as those who have done it harm. Please let your name go down in history as a president who aided the Jewish nation, who worked alongside God and not against him." And then he continues with this, and this is the thing that really got me. He says, quote, "You were granted the privilege of serving as U.S. president. Make the best of the duties given you, and we will fulfill our task of remembering you as a good and noble man throughout the ages." Now, that first section there where he says you were granted the privilege of serving as U.S. president, of course, some people not reading too deeply into that would say, well, the rabbi is talking about God here because God is the one who grants the privileges of being leaders and kings. But what he was really telling Bush in this was, we, the Jewish people, put you in office, and we can drag your name through the mud if you don't play ball with us. Another article appearing in the Israeli press has Bush meeting with the current Ashkenazi rabbi by the name of Yonah Metzger, who openly thanked Bush for launching this military disaster in Iraq. He's quoted saying, "I want to thank you for your support of Israel, and in particular for waging a war against Iraq." Now, this obviously is very important, ladies and gentlemen, because for the last 6 months or so, the Jewish press in the United States has been going to great lengths in distancing itself, in distancing the Jewish community from any responsibility in helping to bring this disaster in Iraq about. Of course, you have all of these Jewish polling groups going out and coming back with the results saying, oh, no, 70% of U.S. Jews disapprove of the Iraq war. Well, my memory may be fading as I get older, but it's good enough that I remember what American Jews were saying back after 9/11. We didn't have 70% of U.S. Jews disapproving of the war. They were calling for blood, calling for Iraq to be destroyed. My point is, don't fall for this trick, ladies and gentlemen. The Jewish community was absolutely 100% behind this war against Iraq, and the fact that it may be distancing itself away from it now means absolutely nothing. And here we have the words of Israel's chief Ashkenazi rabbi himself thanking Bush for launching this war that has resulted in the deaths of literally millions of people, ladies and gentlemen. And the dead people, they are the fortunate ones. It's the ones who are living, who have to live without their family members, who are living maimed, without their homes. I mean, it's just absolutely unspeakable, the suffering that is going on in that country. And this man, this rabbi, this good rabbi, is thanking Bush for having perpetrated all of this. Another interesting story here. A letter was sent to Bush by Rabbi Aden Steinsaltz, who is president of the quote-unquote Sanhedrin in Israel. Now, of course, ladies and gentlemen, you will remember this, that Sanhedrin was the group of 70 elders who was responsible for condemning Jesus to death. And if I'm not mistaken, Aden Steinsaltz is also the one who provided us with the most current version of the Babylonian Talmud. I believe it's called the Steinsaltz edition. I could be wrong about that. No, I'm sorry, that's the Sansino edition. Anyway, maybe Mike Hoffman would be able to clear that up for us. He is something of an expert on that. Anyway, Steinsaltz sent a letter to Bush where he wants Bush to declare that Israel is the land for the Jews, that it was promised for the Jews for all eternity, that the Arabs, whether they are Christian or Muslim, have absolutely no right to be there, and therefore Israel is justified in taking whatever steps are necessary in order to make Israel a Jews-only country. Now, interestingly enough, before the program, ladies and gentlemen, I was watching the BBC News tonight, and they had Bush on there giving a press conference in the West Bank. He met with President Abbas, and for whatever it's worth, Bush actually called for Israel to pull out of the West Bank and to give the Palestinians their land. Now, most people are just going to say to themselves, well, of course, what else is Bush going to say? He's there meeting with the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank, and words are cheap. But here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, and I don't want to go too far out on a limb here, but you have had all kinds of religious and political figures, including some of the rabbis I just mentioned here, who have warned Bush to fear for his life if he were to do anything so stupid as to work for securing any land for the Palestinians, that it would bring down the punishment of God. Of course, Ariel Sharon, after he suffered his stroke, a lot of these rabbis came out and they said that this was a punishment on God because of Sharon pulling out of Gaza. When the United States suffered the devastation of Hurricane Katrina, you had rabbis in Israel saying that this was a punishment from God because of the U.S. pushing Israel to pull out of Gaza. Now, here is the thing. I mentioned earlier the book written by ex-Mossad officer Viktor Strovsky and about the things that he saw and heard when he spent 6 years in the Mossad. One of the things that he detailed in his book was that there was a plan on the part of Mossad to assassinate George Bush the Elder at the 1991 peace talks in Madrid. According to Viktor Ostrovsky, the Mossad had released two Palestinian prisoners and had taken them to Madrid, and they were going to release them in the crowd where George Bush the Elder was supposed to be held, or where he was supposed to be giving a speech. And then Bush was going to be shot, and the Mossad agents were going to gun down these Palestinians who would be blamed for this. The real intention for this, first of all, you have to remember that the Elder Bush, he was pushing for the very same thing, meaning peace talks between the Palestinians and the Israelis. He was putting pressure on Israel to give up land for peace. And here we have, right from the horse's mouth, an ex-Mossad officer talking about how it wasn't just being talked or planned about. A phone call to the Secret Service through a very important congressman had to be made in order to make Bush and his security detail aware of the fact that there was a credible assassination plot waiting for him when he got to Madrid, Spain, and that this was the thing that prevented them from doing what they were planning to do. Now, Bush is in Israel right now, and just coincidentally, might I add, two rockets were fired, two Iranian-made Katyusha rockets were fired from Lebanon into northern Israel the day that Bush arrived. I don't want to go too far out on a limb here, but we have to remember that these people who were obviously willing to do it once, they would be willing to do it again. I was talking with Mike earlier today, and we were talking about this very thing, and these people would have absolutely no problem with killing George Bush and blaming it on some militant Iranian-tied Palestinian terrorist. Just imagine what the American people, even with as unpopular as Bush is, just imagine what the American people would be willing to do over something like that. So anyway, I hope I didn't butcher the news too much. I see that we have at least one caller up, and we're going to pull him up. It is none other than Jim from Texas. Jim, come on up.
Hello, Mark.
How you doing, Jim? You don't sound glad
today,
to hear from me.
Today is a historic milestone, in my opinion. It has to be, by my reckoning, and my count could be off slightly, at least the 10,000th time that an American president has secured the agreement of Israel not to build any more settlements. And unfortunately, his speech was drowned out by the carpenter's hammers and the cement mixers and all the construction people
all
building the new settlements.
Exactly.
I mean, this is so ridiculous, Mark, that, I mean, I don't understand how anybody with a half a brain could possibly listen to this news and draw any other conclusion other than, I mean, there's no limit to how stupid they think we are.
No, there isn't. And unfortunately, Jim, they have good reason to think it.
And as far as whether Bush is expendable, everybody, any Shabbos goy that works for them, they don't understand it, because the McCains and the Clintons and these other people, they don't understand that at the drop of a hat, they become more expendable than a panhandler in Washington, D.C., in the worst district, they're just as expendable. It means nothing to these people.
No, you are exactly right. And like I was saying last night when I called in to Mike's program, you know, we are witnessing, you know, I know a lot of people, they probably get tired of hearing my take on what happened in 33 A.D., but we are witnessing the very same thing today with regards to when these people, and by these people, I mean these power-hungry rabbis, and I don't just mean these religious figures. I mean men like Alan Dershowitz and Abe Foxman and all the rest of these people. When they get into positions of power, the things that they are capable of doing simply boggles the mind. It's something that people like us would never dream of in a million years, Jim, and that's one of the reasons why we're constantly finding ourselves with our necks under their boots.
I believe it was Cicero, and I don't know how long ago, a couple of thousand years ago, said they dare not speak for fear of the Jews, okay? And the same thing is true today as it was then. I mean, technology has nothing to do with it. They're scared of the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
they will say...
Go ahead.
They will say anything they're told to say, regardless of how stupid it is, and regardless of how it makes them look like a complete blithering idiot. Like, I've secured the Israeli government's word of honor that they will not build any more settlements. Hammer, hammer, clang, clang, grunt, grunt, you know, and they're building the settlements as they speak. And people believe this.
Okay.
And that's the part that makes me so mad. Why can't people understand what's going on over there? And you brought up the Lusitania. Okay, there's a classic example of the Jewish controlled British aristocracy that drug us into World War I. Okay, the Lusitania was carrying munitions, lock, stock, and barrel, and the German government took out an ad in a New York newspaper telling Americans, "Don't sail on this ship. They're carrying munitions," and the English and the American government said, "That's not true. We're not carrying not so much as a single 22 caliber round." Well, when the Germans torpedoed it, the thing blew out of the water almost because it was full of munitions. But they denied it until there was recently, the last several years, there was a salvage crew or a crew that went down and photographed the Lusitania, and sure enough, the thing was blown to bits because it was carrying munitions, and they finally admitted it. But you didn't hear it on the mainstream news media because that makes them out to be exactly what they are, liars, thieves, connivers, and any other detrimental term you can call them by.
Jim, as usual, you are 110% correct, and I'd like to have you stay on, but unfortunately I've got other callers. Hey,
well,
give me a call later. Give me a call after the show.
All righty.
Take care, Jim. All right, we have my favorite gal in New York, and it's Gloria. Gloria, come on up.
Hello?
Gloria?
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call, Mark. It's great to hear your voice on the air.
You too. I love those New York women. I married
Thank
one.
You. Thank you. I think the Iranians are getting smarter. What happened is I heard on the news tonight, a Connecticut station, I'm on Long Island, and they said that... The Iranians, when they sent the boats in, that luckily they had another boat far off that was videotaping the entire event, and I think that I think they may have seen that, you know, from the big ships, and that's that may be what stopped it. What stopped, you know, these little boats from being attacked by the U.S. ships. I don't know if you heard about that.
I have, actually, and according to the news stories that I have read on this, the Americans were within what they said a heartbeat of firing on these ships. Now, you know, I don't know a whole lot about the Navy, but I know what those Navy guns could do to those ships. I talked with Phil Turney about this, survivor of the USS Liberty, who's been on this show many times, and he said that those boats would have been vaporized within literally seconds.
Exactly.
Which is why I doubt
that they were going toward them, you know, with an intent to hurt. Another thing they did immediately was they broadcast the tape, which was a benefit to them. You know, it just shows that the lies that's coming out of the U.S. government and the Israelis, there's so much lies. I just can't stand it. But I appreciate the work you do, Mark. I really do.
Thank you, Gloria. And by the way, I didn't get to thank you for the lovely Christmas card that you sent. I have it hanging up on my wall, and thank you very much for thinking of me.
Thank you. And one quick question. Do you still have that P.O. box? You still use it?
Yes, I do.
Okay, great. I just wanted to know that. All right, God bless. Thank you.
All right, you too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have Clarence in Oklahoma. Clarence, come on up. Clarence?
Talk to you. Well, I hear the music coming up, so
yeah,
I think we're doing
on,
the break here.
Just hold on through the break, and we'll let you finish out the hour. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We will be right back so that we can wrap up tonight's fantastic show.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10. $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the last segment of the show, and I thank you for your indulgence and hanging in there to the bitter end. Clarence, you were saying something, but I didn't get to hear the first part of what you were saying.
Well, that's okay, because it wasn't that. It was just a preface. And
okay.
What I was going to say was I'm an Air Force veteran of Vietnam War from 71, 74. I wasn't sent to Vietnam. I was lucky I spent my time in Germany. But, you know, it was like a roll of the dice where you went at that time. this whole deal that they're talking about, these Iranian boats, every time I see that, I've already seen, well, I've studied the entire USS Liberty thing.
Mm-hmm.
This tells me there's something fishy going on here.
Okay.
And that almost sounds weird, talking about the Navy, you know, being in the strike, but, you know, fish, no, there's something that's not right.
Okay.
And to me, that doesn't sound right. I was in the eighth grade. I was between the eighth and ninth grade in 1964, on March the 2nd, when the so-called Gulf of Tonkin incident happened.
Mm-hmm.
I believed everything the news media told us that night.
Mm-hmm.
These bad North Vietnamese attacked our destroyers out there. It's now admitted, they, after the fact study, that they were going through, and I've been through military exercises, where you get there and you're shooting at shadows. It's not the real deal. It's not really what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a feeling that this whole thing here, it does. Matt, it doesn't pass the smell test, as far as I'm concerned. There is something going on. The Iranians know much. Look, these are not, they are not stupid people. They are not dumb. They're not, they fully realize that you don't go out there and you don't poke the bear, you don't tickle the dragon's tail. You know, if you know what I'm saying.
No,
they
know
better
I know.
Than that. So if
yeah.
that's If this is what's being reported, there's something, somebody's doing something somewhere that is beyond what we would know normally, until maybe like the Gulf of Tonkin deal, 30 years
mm-hmm.
after the fact.
Mm-hmm. Well, keep in mind, Clarence, that one of the stereotypes that the Jewish lobby is absolutely intent upon perpetrating is of the irrational Muslims. So having these... irrational Muslims attack a U.S. destroyer, which was not going unescorted, by the way. There were other ships close by, with a bunch of little attack boats. They call them attack boats, but I saw this thing. I mean, it's something that you take fishing. That it also works in with their agenda of painting the Muslims as being this irrational group of people.
Absolutely.
So I think that definitely works in with it. But the fact of the matter is this. I mean, they lie to us about everything. Why shouldn't we exercise a certain amount of skepticism with this? I mean, personally, you know, I don't want to sound unreasonable, but if these people were to predict that Christmas was going to fall on December the 25th, I'd have to wait until December the 25th got here before I believed them.
I was just going to say, if George W. Bush came on the TV tomorrow and told me the sun's going to come up in the east, I'd question it.
Clarence, it's good to meet you on the air. I hope you'll call in again. Thanks to everybody else who participated. Sorry we couldn't bring up the other callers, but who knows? Maybe Mike will feel like taking a bath tomorrow night and he'll ask me to fill in for him again. Everybody have a nice night. Pray for our country, ladies and gentlemen. You know, God does work miracles, and we certainly need a few of them right now. And I don't mean the snow in North Idaho. Take care, and talk to you soon. Good night.
Since 19...